This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Money, it has been said, is the mother's milk of politics. It's tough to argue that point, sitting as we are smack in the middle of the super PAC era, political action committees that can raise unlimited amounts of money from just about anybody they please. But just because it's tough to argue doesn't mean you have to like it. Harvard University Law Professor Lawrence Lessig most certainly does not. And he has decided that the only way to take down super PACs is with a super PAC of his own. It's called the Mayday Super PAC, and it just, this past weekend, hit its fundraising target of $5 million. You count matching pledges they've gotten, Mayday's got 12 million simoleons in the bank with which to get campaign finance reform done. Professor Lessig, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
First of all, congratulations, I imagine, are in order for this, what you have to call a prodigious money-raising feat. But now the hard work kind of starts, right? You got to win?
Got to win. We got to first pick the targets, and then we got to execute a campaign and win. That's right.
Well, as you said about picking those targets, I wonder how you convince voters, since this seems to be the fundamental question for you, how do you convince voters that money in politics is that single issue they need to go to the ballot box on?
You know, we think people already think money in politics is an incredibly important issue to fix. What they don't know is how to do it, or they don't believe anything can actually be done. So the hard work for us to do will be to have campaigns that convince people there really is a way to fix this problem. You pick your issue, and we can show you exactly how money in politics is the thing that's blocking any sensible reform.
Short-term goal, what are you looking for in the next election cycle?
We want to win 5 seats so we can convince the people in Washington that this issue really does matter to voters, so that we can then build the campaign we're going to have for 2016 that will actually win a Congress committed to changing the way elections are funded after that election.
You want to win 5 seats in the 2014 cycle?
We want to win 5 seats in 2014. That's right.
So you've checked the calendar, right? I mean, that's like tomorrow practically.
It's almost tomorrow, but, you know, we've been actually preparing for quite a time. We've just succeeded now in getting the money together.
Yeah. If you check the map that's on the Mayday website, it seems that a lot of your grassroots contributions, and you have had, we should say, a lot of them, come from areas that are mostly Democratic. That is to say, one might suppose they are more sympathetic to your argument. No?
This issue is as important to people on the right as people on the left. On the right, they call it crony capitalism. You know, when Dave Brat beat Eric Cantor, mm-hmm. the number two issue he talked about was that Eric Cantor had become a crony capitalist. So our view is this is cross-partisan, and we can talk about this in a way that gets people on the right and people on the left to recognize that though they don't have a common end, they have a common enemy, and the common enemy is the way we fund campaigns today.
You've done your legislative homework, I'm completely positive. But the last time there was campaign finance reform legislation in the Congress, it took years and years and years. It took, I think, 41 Republican votes in the Senate to get done. How do you see this working out?
Well, we think that the approach that has been taken in the past, which has been basically about trying to force people to shut up, force corporations to shut up,
right.
That approach is in the long run just not going to work. So the approach that we've been supporting and pushing is an approach where we support small dollar public funding of elections. So whether it's vouchers, which is a proposal that Republicans are pushing, or whether it's matching funds, this is the way to actually increase the money, but increase the money that's coming from small contributors. So more of us are participating, as opposed to the existing system where a tiny, tiny fraction of the 1% are the ones who are the relevant funders of these campaigns.
Are you going to run this thing full time, or are you going to be teaching law at Harvard?
No, no. We now turn this over to the campaign shops that are expert at winning campaigns. We raise the money. They're going to get the elections done.
Last question, and then I'll let you go. This has been called the Super PAC to end all Super PACs. I assume that means you as well, eventually. If you do your job, you're out of business.
Boy, I hope so. This is not the way I want to spend my time.
Lawrence Lessig, a professor of law at Harvard University, also the founder of the Mayday PAC. Professor, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.